we thought it would be useful to bring in the Grand Dragon of the Florida Clan. And I was more awkward about this than Alzo was. But we invited him, and I thought, he's probably going to put on his PR hat when he comes in. So one of the things we did was we invited him to have coffee first with some of our students. And I probably should be ashamed of saying this, but I asked the two most attractive blondes in class to meet him and his bodyguard at the cafeteria and buy them a cup of coffee and talk with them, and then escort them over to class. And they came to class. I found a way to avoid shaking hands, but Alzo, who was born a politician, went up and shook their hands, and they looked a little startled, but shook his hand, sat down, and spent the next hour and a half talking about the fact that they were not anti-black, they were pro-white, they were giving all the nonsense that the Klan and white supremacist groups do. Never used any derogatory language, were making political and economic cases, expressed their support for black separatist movements. They left, we thanked them, and of course when they left they passed out membership forms to all the white students in class.